Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games. Today in Crime Simulator, getting ready to do crime. Welcome to our secret realistic
crimes. Yeah, we're actually about to be doing the crimes we're going to be doing. I believe we're doing possession of a weapon of mass destruction. I think that was one.
Oh.
And then what were we doing? Aggravated assault on a peace officer or something like that?
Were those the two
that we'd agreed upon?
I think maybe some wires got crossed. I was thinking more like petty theft.
Oh, petty theft. Okay. All right. That might have been my other crime.
Isn't that
family.
Kind of a funny like, phrase? Petty theft?
It is funny.
What, you just stole somebody's phone? Like, that's petty of you.
I guess. I've actually interestingly been, this is funnily how timely this is, or it's funny how timely this is.
You've been
because,
stealing things?
I've been stealing. I've been doing crimes on crimes on crimes. On Saturday, I've got a video coming out called What's Actually Illegal in Grand Theft Auto. So basically trying to figure out like what behaviors actually will get you arrested and what won't. And are there any things that would be illegal in real life that aren't? So I've been reading actually a lot about what's the difference between petty theft and grand theft, you know?
Oh, well,
and so
enlighten
that's
me,
how
then.
I knew those
what
crimes.
What does it have to be to be a grand theft?
It's just the dollar. I mean, every state's a little different, but in general, it's just the dollar amount.
Okay.
So if it's most states, it's around $1,000. If you steal something that's worth over $1,000, it's grand theft. And so generally speaking, you have to make an argument for how much it's worth. Now,
In
addition to that, some states have specific laws like, well, if it's a normal object over $1,000, it's grand theft. But if it's like wheat stolen from a farm that gets subsidies worth $400 or more, then it's also grand theft. And if it's, so they have like these weird carve outs for specific other instances of like, if it's a cow, it's grand theft no matter what the cow's worth.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because
there's always a story behind laws
stuff.
Like that. So like,
exactly. Yeah. They were like, someone was stealing cows and they kept getting like small fines for it. And they were like, we need to upgrade the cow stealing crime because it's not technically grand theft.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And then the one other interesting thing I learned was that Grand Theft Auto, technically not a crime. There's not a crime that's called that really anywhere.
Really?
It's a little bit strange. Most of it's called like grand larceny or grand theft. And then I think in California, they have, I want to say it's called grand theft of an automobile. That's as close as you get. But most other states, it's like grand larceny, which I'm not sure the difference between larceny and theft, honestly. Maybe I should have looked that up. But so,
this is
thematic for me.
I'm learning
a
lot right now because I have never known what larceny means, if I can be honest. But I guess it's theft.
It's some kind of theft. But I'm not exactly sure the difference. So, yeah, crimes. It's an interesting thing, the law in crimes and stuff. So
it really is. You do so much freaking research, like real research for your videos these days.
It is funny how
it's kind of a cool way for you to learn things, I guess. Like you just know all this stuff.
I feel my brain working.
Yeah, your brain is expanding every day.
Learning. My like that thing the other day when I was trying to do statistics to count all the trees.
Uh-huh.
That was like the hardest thing I've done since I like got my pilot's license. Like I haven't used my brain that hard since I was studying.
Are we talking about that? Because the video hasn't come out. I guess you streamed it though, so it's kind of public.
I streamed it, yeah.
That you are doing it.
I'm not talking about the cool, really, really cool part of it, which you also know about. Like nobody knows about the piece of it that I can't even really say.
Yeah, you don't
say
have
it.
To. Yeah, it's fine.
So, but nobody knows about any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the general concept of trying to count the trees, that's reasonably public. But it's really, do you have this thing where you like don't? Because you know how when you do statistics and they say things like, this number we have 95% confidence that it is within this margin of error of the real number, right?
Yeah.
They say that. And you're like, no way. Like, how could it, like, if you actually did surveying, like, let's say you did 20 surveys with 95% confidence, in theory, that should mean that 19 of those surveys are in that interval. And like, has anyone tested it, is what I'm getting at. Like, has anyone checked to make sure that this works, statistics?
I've
Surely they have.
Yeah, statistics is like extremely confusing to me for some reason. I don't know if it's just because of the teachers I had. I will say all the statistics that I had to take for my engineering undergrad and master's happened to be taught by somebody with a very strong Chinese accent, which like
Really?
is fine, but it was like hard for me to
Wait, how
understand.
many classes was that? Is it two or
Just
three?
two.
Or
So I
two,
didn't have
okay.
to take that much statistics. I had to take like engineering statistics, I think like one class in undergrad and one for my master's. And I've taken a lot of math. I've taken a lot of calculus, multivariable calculus, algorithms,
Jesus
computer
Christ.
algorithms. Statistics is the one that like really confuses me. And again, I don't know if it's because I was being taught like really complex stuff and like didn't really quite understand what they were saying the whole time. But
Yeah.
it's very, there's a lot of it that's kind of like guessing and like figuring out which formulas to use based on the situation. Like it's very qualitative at times. Like you're given these kind of word problems or like real world situations, and there's all these different like types of statistical models to use. And it's
Right.
like very, it's always been super confusing to me. And every time I like took an exam for one of my stats classes, I felt like I was just like guessing all the time. And
Yeah.
it's crazy because there's like the calculations are so hard to do that they just give you tables. So there's like different statistical models to use in different situations. And then you have to be like looking up all these long decimal numbers in tables that you're then like applying to the situation because it's like
What?
it's so complicated to actually calculate it. It's so strange. I would like to
So
understand it
what?
someday because
Because
it makes me
what?
mad that I didn't understand it at the time.
All that we were doing was like very bare bones randomized sampling, right? What you're saying sounds like
It gets
out of
very complicated.
statistical models. I don't know what any of that is.
Yeah.
I'd be curious. So do you remember any of it in such a way that you could, like,
I wouldn't even want
okay,
to
all
attempt to
right.
try to
All
explain.
right. Well, maybe that'll be slowly the videos are going to get so complicated that I'm just doing like graduate level statistics.
Yeah, but all that to say, when people say there's like a confidence interval or something on something, I should know what that
Yeah.
means, and I don't
Right.
really.
It's
But it
I
very well
sort
could be
of
more
do
complicated than
again.
just like this many of the surveys were in line with this theory or whatever. Like I don't know exactly how
Well,
it's calculated,
that I
but
think that is what it's supposed that is what it means, right? Which is like if I say, there are 20,000 trees in Skyrim, we have a 10% confidence or 95% confidence, 20,000 trees and a margin of error of 2,000. I think that does mean that 95% of the time that you do that survey, wait.
I think it
I don't
depends
know.
a
The
lot on
point
your
is,
methods that you're doing it. But that's, I
the point
mean,
is that
yeah.
like the I just need to know like we've checked to make sure that like did someone just make up 95% because they were like that sounds pretty big like we'll just say 95% confidence or is it like is there a math like if you really did surveys like or unknown surveys on a thing that you actually knew the real number and compared it would all of that actually work out correctly like do how good is statistics I assume it's pretty
How
good.
good is statistics?
Like, does it actually work?
Let us know in the comments how good is statistics. I think what you're
It's,
saying
I don't
completely
know.
depends on the method, because if you're like the number of trees in an area is a known fact, like you could just
Right,
simply count
exactly,
all of
yes.
them. So,
So you could check that. And I guess we are going to check it.
right.
Like, so if I do statistics and the number of trees is not within,
But what do you mean when
does
you
that
say
mean
you do
statistics is.
statistics? Are you
But
doing
if I
the, are you
do,
counting them with like a
if I
bunch of
do,
different methods?
well, I'm just doing randomized sample. I mean, that's a statistical method that has an outcome where if you do this, then it gives you this number, which is within these intervals, this percent of the time. At least that's what I'm told. So like, you shouldn't have to do like some special method, is my understanding. Like this does just work for counting
I guess I don't know what
populations.
your tree counting method was. I didn't like watch enough of the
Okay.
stream to know what you were doing.
All
Like, what
right.
are you doing
Well,
when you say you did a random sample? Or if you don't
if
want to talk
I,
about it till the video, that's fine.
if I explained it right now, it would just be me performing the whole video in front of you
Yeah,
to
that's fine.
explain it. So I said, yeah, I'm not gonna do
We'll
that.
wait
So,
for the video. It's
yeah, but it's cool because we are, it is gonna give us a chance to be like, did it work? Like, did statistics work? And okay. I'm like nervous that it's not going to work, that it's actually not true, even though I know it has to be. Like, I'm like, oh, this is not going to give us the right number. Like, I almost want to hedge and like pick a different number that I feel is better rather than just following the statistics. It's kind of a weird thing, but
yeah, because somebody's going to go
that's
out
math for you
and get the real one. I feel like
getting the real one.
Oh, okay,
don't you worry.
Okay.
Like, we're going to know the real number at the end so we can compare it. Because there are ways of getting that if you go in, like, the back end and the, like, into the dev tools and stuff.
For sure.
At least I think. The guy that I have doing it thinks he can do it.
Okay, well, so, I look forward to seeing if statistics works.
I know. I'm excited. Is math real? That's what we're going to find out.
It's something I wonder. But I literally have thought about like going back to my statistics textbooks and figuring it out because I'm still a perfectionist student at heart, and it annoys me that that's like one of two classes that I like could not get a handle on, even though I was trying and studying, and it was statistics and any type of history class I had to take because I cannot remember shit. For my life, like I can't.
It's so interesting because I'm not. We have like the things you said that you did well in, like fucking calculus, dude. That made no sense to me. But history, statistics, like physics, was like super easy. But like calculus, chemistry, I could not with any of that stuff. So that's how I feel about
because I can
those
do
subjects.
Things. I mean, that's why I liked engineering is because I like to problem solve and I like puzzles. And math and engineering stuff is very much like if you don't have to remember much because if you don't remember a formula, you can derive it from like basic laws. So that's why I do good in those things because it's like a small set of tools that you can extrapolate to many different types of problem solving. But when it's a class where like I still remember I have trauma from this Chinese history class I had to take. Because I did my two majors in undergrad were computer engineering and Japanese just for fun, you know, because I just did an extra major for fun. But I had to take
as one does.
Right. As one does when they're a normal person.
Right.
But I had to take both Chinese and Japanese history for that. And I did better in the Japanese history because I don't think we had a final where we had to remember stuff. I think it was all essays and I can write an essay, no problem. But the Chinese history one, the way that they did the final was he just like, and I might have told this story before, but you know what? That's the podcast.
That's the pod. It's the podcast, people.
I think the final was like, he gave us like 100 different terms that were like people's names or dates or locations or whatever. And you just had to choose like 20 of them and write a paragraph about what it is, what happened.
Damn.
So it was very like open. And even so, dude, I was like, full panic attack in this test because I had done all these flashcards and stuff. And when it came down to it, like I cannot remember shit. I had no idea what any of this stuff was.
Yeah. That sounds really stressful. Like, especially cause it's, you say it's open, which it is like, that's a cool format to be like, it's sort of like flashcards only. It's like, just tell me what was it? Like it says, as if they sat you down and said like, tell me about this. Yeah. What do you know about this? And so you have some openness, but, yeah, that's a little intense. Chinese history seems like there's got to be a lot going on over there, right?
For sure. And I mean, like, this is what I'm saying about me remembering history stuff. I couldn't tell you anything about anything I learned.
You don't remember any facts? Any like,
because the way my brain is, I just like simplify it down to the simplest possible terms, which is why I'm good with engineering stuff. Like I said, like I can simplify it down to like basic laws and then like, use that to solve problems. But when it comes to history stuff, like I know, like I took a Japanese history class and it was interesting at the time because you're like learning about all these different factions rising and falling and stuff. But I would summarize like both the Chinese and Japanese history classes as like, well, there was like a lot of wars and like different people were in power at different times. And then like, now it is how it is now. Like that's as far as I can go. Cause I'm just like, like, why would I remember the names of all these different factions fighting each other and who controlled what at what time? I can't possibly.
Here's a question, though. If I were to come to you and say, you know, who were the factions in the War of the Funerary Flame? Would you know the answer to that? You know, for control of Teyvat? Would you know about that?
going to say, is this something from a video game?
Yeah, a little Genshin.
I don't remember.
Like, are you good?
Wait.
Because is this, I'm trying to get at, is this a fundamental, I just went to the wiki and clicked a random article, but like, is this a, are you bad at this in every context? Or is it just in like, it's boring and I don't care about China context?
I probably could.
Like, are you
could.
Good at Genshin lore? Like, if I quiz you on Genshin lore, which I could obviously
still be
do
bad.
Right now.
I'll still be bad because the same thing applies. But because I'm so interested in it, I would be better probably than, than
yeah,
telling
you're
you about
more
Japanese
in contact.
History.
You're in contact with it a lot. So if I said like, oh, how many years ago was the Age of Kings in Mondstadt?
See, I don't
say,
know dates. I don't know dates.
Oh, okay, all right.
I know the cataclysm happened 500 years ago. And that's when, the monsters were released from the abyss, and there was a big war with the abyss between...
Ooh, what was the war about? Tell me all about the war.
Well, the abyss is, like, the evil realm, but it might not really be an evil realm because it might just be, like, reality. Because, oh my god, there's so many incredible
conspiracies.
Wait,
does that imply that Genshin is not reality? Like, not Genshin, but whatever the fucking place is called. Does that imply that, like, you're actually, the land you're living in is some sort of, like,
we have seen
separated
a couple times that the sky in Genshin might be a big screen that the gods
made.
Oh,
fuck. You've done more in the last 10 seconds to convince me that I should play Genshin than anyone's ever done before.
I've had this thought before.
For that type of shit.
When they, because they've actually been very good at, like, very slowly revealing what's going on and, like, kind of twisting expectations over time. I mean, the story's been going on for freaking years, but I have had the specific thought that, like, Austin would be into the fact that the skybox is actually, like, part of the story.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm a sucker for, like, it's a big trope in anime, but, like, anytime it's a story where you, like, you're in one world and you think it's the world, but then they go, actually, this world is underground and the real world is above you, or, like, it's like Shin Megami Tensei when you play it and it's like samurais in ancient Japan, but then they find a staircase and they go down the staircase and then just like real modern Tokyo is underground and you're like, what? How is like...
Oh, I don't know
happened?
About that. I don't know about animes.
Just shit like that.
Yeah.
Anything where it's like you think it's one thing and it, like The Matrix, I guess, is sort of like a thing.
Exactly. Yeah,
just
exactly.
A big fan. Love that shit. Yeah. Big fan.
Genshin lore is pretty cool, you know.
The Wikipedia article is massive.
The lore
is
so complicated. I will say, I don't know if this is a thing in anime too. I think it is, where like everything has a really long name for some reason, and everything has a name, and it just makes everything really confusing. Like every event, person, place.
That's kind of life, isn't it? Don't we name everything?
It's true, but like Genshin does this thing where like every historical figure will have at least three different names that they're called by like different groups of people and stuff.
That's great lore building, though.
Which I guess
like,
makes
that's
sense.
Very realistic.
Like, yes, it's realistic, but it's so confusing as a player to be like, oh, they're actually talking about the same guy.
Yes.
Because
they
don't explain
it. The Witcher games have that problem. It's like the world is so thought out that it's like actually kind of hard to understand because they like, I learned this with The River, is they have like two separate names that different like ethnicities of people from different regions call the river two different things. And so you're like, whoa, wait, where's that? And you're like, but I thought this was that. And it's like, they never explain that. So that honestly impresses me that Genshin is, not to be mean, but I honestly thought Genshin was like, this is mostly a game for you to like collect cute characters and like run around and do like busy work.
It
because
definitely
it's fun.
Is. And
but it has like there's some serious business happening in there.
Yes. I will say, from what I can tell, it does seem like they have a lot of very passionate people working on the story and the design of stuff. Yes, there's boobies, and there's more boobies as time goes on, as I said, I think, in the last episode, which is unfortunate.
You did.
But I don't play it for the boobies.
Is it mostly hot girls, or is it hot guys, too?
It's hot guys, too. There's definitely more girls than guys,
but
there are guys in
the
game.
There's something
for everybody is the point. They're releasing a really big, hunky guy. It's big news because... You know, historically, they've only had like a finite number of like body types, and they're releasing a guy that's like very big and beefy and like more so than there has been. Like, I think he has a custom character model because usually they have.
I see.
They have like grown woman, young woman, little kid. What is it? like young man and taller man kind of. But so they're adding a beefy man, actually. So that's good. Very exciting.
They do the extra work, you know, yeah. Don't just swap out the skin. That's nice.
Anyway.
I had one more question about that. Oh, maybe it's like, do you think there's an overlap? Because if Genshin's lore is really complicated, Genshin is made by the Chinese, right? And
it
Chinese
is.
Lore is really complicated.
I wouldn't call them the Chinese, so personally, but
sorry,
it's a Chinese company.
What would I have said? It's made by Chinese people?
Sure.
Well, no, how should, what would I, it's, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, why are you saying
it's
it
fine.
Like
that? I would have just said it's made fine. In China or it's made by a Chinese company.
It's made by
I think made by the Chinese
people who are Chinese?
Sure.
I'm just trying to basically draw the line of like the cultural influence that they live in probably, yeah. It probably influences the art that they make, just like anything made by the Americans, you know, the Canadians.
Okay, yeah. If you do it to everybody, it's fine.
I think.
I've
you
heard
know,
that
you
in comedy,
as
long
man,
as you say, if as long as you make fun of everybody equally, then you can actually say whatever you want.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's the thing is then what I would say is, oh, of course I would do that in every context. But then next episode, you're going to catch me going, oh, the people who live in America created, I'm going to do some sort of different thing for the Americans, you know. But I like to think I would do it to every race
watching.
And ethnicity, but who knows? They could slip in. Who is there anyone I wouldn't do that to? Let me think. The Brazilians. That seems fine. The Mexicans. That feels weird because of the current cultural
yes.
context, right?
I would just avoid the country.
So should I say Mexicans?
Yes.
We can stop. We don't have to have this conversation. I'm just trying to understand, like, if I'm trying to say, because the people who made Genshin are
yeah,
both
what was
geographically
your
and culturally
about them being
Chinese.
Yeah.
Well, it's you're saying the if the my vacuum just is chasing me or it's trying to come in here. Sorry.
Oh yeah, you have a Roomba. I can hear it.
I know. The greatest thing in the world. Just so good. It's like having, well, never mind.
Well, let's come back to that because I've done some Roomba slander on my stream.
I know. I heard about that. And you're wrong because I think it's great. But
let's get to what you want to say about the Chinese.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying if, you know, maybe there's some sort of overlap in like, if you think of China, like, I don't know how to say this now. I feel like you're going to be like, what? But like China lore, which I guess is just history, like... And so if the lore of Genshin is like, if there's some sort of symmetry or whatever
with Chinese
in terms of like the fact that they it's
right,
like complicated
okay.
in a certain type of way. And so then I was trying to draw that back to how you said you took a Chinese history class.
Right.
By,
oh my goodness.
Know,
if only
that's
I
what I was trying
anything.
To get at. Okay. But we, you know, we can move on.
I don't know. That would be interesting.
Because it happens. Like, if you play games from, like, Eastern Europe, for example, they have, like, a really... Not all of them, but there is, like, a certain type of game that comes from certain regions that have certain types of lore that
for
have
sure.
certain themes.
I mean, gosh. I truly don't know enough about China lore to even speak on it, but that would be interesting. Because
yeah.
there's definitely a lot of themes of, like... I guess there's, like, themes of censorship in Genshin, because it's, like...
Yes.
The powers that be are like projecting a world that they want you to believe in that is false.
True, true.
Which is interesting. But yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not even going
to. You would, yeah, we would need to know so
I'm not
much
even
going to
begin.
Start, yeah.
I wish I remembered things from history class because I think it's cool when people know history and they're able to, like, you know, connect things that are happening now to historical events.
Yeah.
But I just like, I don't want to say I can't because maybe there's always room to grow. But I just like,
yeah, there is.
I will forget stuff like that the day after I learn about it. It's so hard to keep it in my mind.
I mean, a great way to synthesize or like to, what is it called? Like truly absorb information is to reteach it, right? So if you started a Chinese history YouTube channel, you could call it Chinese lore, actually. You'd probably get more viewers if you're like explaining the
China
lore.
Lore.
Yeah, it could be good.
Wait, maybe I just need... history presented to me like a video game lore video.
That could be, that could work. There's that one guy who does those videos where he does animal, like, biology presented as video game tier lists, as though it's a video game. And a lot of people watch those. So maybe this is a new niche. Someone could start this. Yeah. Like, present American history.
Somebody needs to teach me history.
So I'm sure, yeah, we can figure it out. We'll get someone. They'll do it.
I did have a question related to crime. To fit the theme. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you could get away with a crime?
I mean, we definitely all have, but you know, like, if you define the crime, that would be more helpful.
Okay. Explain. What have you got away with?
Don't tell me you've never broken a crime. Broken a crime? Sorry. Broken a law. Yeah, I'm tired. We talked about
this. I've like jaywalked.
Yeah. So what are you talking about crime? You know, torrenting movies, whatever.
Well, I guess I think I was specifically thinking about theft or murder.
Okay. I think...
the type of crime where, like, people leave evidence behind. Because we all watch, right, like, crime documentaries and are like, oh my God, such an idiot. He left his fingerprints on the doorknob or whatever. But, like, maybe it's harder to think of that stuff in the moment. Or maybe people are just stupid. I don't know.
If people want to catch you doing something... it's pretty hard to get away with stuff. Some people do it. But if you think like I think it's pretty hard to get away with murder. Ever since DNA came out and they were able to like track that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just gotten a lot more difficult. Like there's a reason why, you know, in the 70s there was all these serial killers and whatever. And then they invented DNA. And now nobody gets away with anything.
Oh, is that the reason for the decline in serial killers?
You know, I should look it up before I just talk out of my ass. Hold on.
That would be crime lore.
Why?
That we need to look up.
Yeah, true. Why aren't there as many serial killers today? Let's try
that. Like I just heard about a serial killer recently.
I mean...
maybe it just fell out of trend.
Reddit says... it's mostly just like a sweet spot between investigative techniques getting better, so like DNA and so on, and also like way more media coverage and just more media in general. So just way more attention on stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this person on Reddit says, you know? But they also say there aren't fewer serial killers now than there used to be. They just can't get as high of a, not a score, but what's the word? Like enough, as many murders before getting caught anymore. So rather than getting like 10 or 20 people, you can usually get like 2 or 3 and then you get caught because of all the technology. So.
Yeah, makes sense.
I don't think I could get away with murder. I think if it was theft and it was theft of somebody who nobody cared about, for sure. But if it's like a person that they really want to catch you, I think it gets a lot harder. Why, do you think you could?
I didn't really think about this that hard. I don't think I could get away with shit, if I'm being honest. I think I'm a horrible liar. I think I'm very anxious. And I think if you knocked on my door and asked me if I did it, I'd be like, you know what? Yeah.
I will pay all of your lawyer costs and everything if we teach you how to do a crime. I haven't decided what crime yet, but like something that's like would make you nervous but isn't like super unethical, like stealing a TV from a Target, you know, or like shoplifting. I feel like you could get good at that or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think shoplifting is actually easy because they tell the employees at this point to not even chase people because it's dangerous, so you can just walk out with shit and nobody's gonna do anything. I guess they have you on all the cameras and stuff. They probably just get you for it later.
Do you think you could do grand theft of an automobile?
Grand theft auto? I think stealing a car sounds super hard. Because, yeah, surveillance cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Well, let's walk through it. Let's walk through all of the...
I mean...
Let's walk through all the potential weak spots and figure out how to solve them, and then we'll know how.
Because what do you got to do? If you're like...
exactly.
You're stealing a car from a parking lot. Let's assume you can sneak up to somebody, you sneak up behind somebody in the Target, you take the keys out of their pocket and you go to the parking lot.
So you have easy access to the car. We're not talking about
hotwiring. I've heard you can't hotwire cars anymore.
Well, there you go. So we get the keys. We're taking this car.
We have the key. We have the car.
First thing, license plate is your biggest liability, right?
I was going to say, yeah. Do you switch the license plate immediately?
You have to pretty quickly. The problem is you have to switch it in a place where you know no one's going to see you switch. So if you like drive into a parking lot that there's a camera seeing you go in, and then that same car drives out with a different license plate, they're going to be like, oh, that's the new license plate. So you'd have to get it far enough away and away from anybody watching, swap the license plate. Maybe you would need to know someone who could repaint it, which is, I guess, what happens in Grand Theft Auto, the video game, is you go in and they repaint it and stuff.
Repaint the whole car?
In GTA, in the game, yeah, but it's like takes like 10 seconds. It's not, you know, you just drive into like a thing and then it goes ding, ding. Yeah, and then the cops can't find you anymore. So,
and then where probably... do you take it? Here's the thing. You steal a car. You want to sell it, I assume, to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell are people going to sell a stolen car? It would be so obvious that it was stolen.
Well, another thing I've learned from all my time playing Grand Theft Auto is there are people who will kind of like wash stolen cars. Because there are ways to, if you end up with a car that doesn't have any documentation, you can get all of that documentation and so on. It's just very expensive and annoying. So it's usually not worth it. So there are places you can go, in theory, that could flip a stolen car. I don't think there's that much money in it, really. I don't think it's like typically worth it.
Cars have... there's like a VIN number that's just constant for like that specific
You'd have
car.
To, yeah.
That you can't change.
Well, maybe there's just
and
places
that's on everybody's
where you can,
registration and stuff.
Maybe you just buy a stolen. Maybe they forge the documents. I don't really know. But I think most people don't steal cars to resell them because, again, that's really hard. Because that's what a fence is for, right? You need a fence, which is someone who can just like resell stolen property,
so
and they'll buy it off
the
of
car
you.
To have it?
To commit crimes in, usually. So if like you want right. to go, speaking of, so it's a crime of scaling. It helps you scale to do other crimes. So if you want to commit a crime,
it's a gateway
you steal
crime
a car,
to more
swap
crime.
All your license plates, you know, get all that stuff repainted. You do a crime, cover your face. It's going to send them on a whole wild goose chase. They're going to be like, well, what's this car? Where's it from? Then you just dump it, you know. So that's, you know, I guess if you want to commit
a worse
crime. Yeah,
that makes
sense
that that would be like the only reason to actually steal a car, because it's just way too much trouble to actually figure out how you'd be able to use it.
Well, I bet there's like a whole dark underworld. And, you know, I think this world is full of crooks and criminals. And I think they've figured out all sorts of supply lines and stuff to sell all these goods. I have a suspicion that there's tons of products being sold, you know, on some sort of dark market that nobody's paying attention to, that they've figured out. And I bet a car could be part of that.
Like maybe some kind of dark web that you have to go to on a dark browser.
Yeah, they could do it on the internet. That's true. A dark browser.
Well, that's what...
You got to use a dark browser to get there.
Well, that's what you use in Thief Simulator, which I think is the same devs as this game. We're in Crime Simulator right now. And I think... I played this for like 5 minutes. I played the tutorial and it's like exactly the same as Thief Simulator. It might be the same devs, but it's like multiplayer and it's kind of like Lethal Company. Like I think we have like 3 days to make a quota or whatever.
That's
but I think it's just
fun.
Multiplayer Thief Sim.
I mean, this would be the way
to
learn.
Thief Simulator,
right?
You have to
about...
log onto your dark browser to go on the dark web to buy your dark thief tools, which is actually kind of funny when you think about it. You have to go on the dark web to purchase like lockpicks. Can't you just get lockpicks?
Yeah, right. Well, and that's the whole other thing with doing crimes, right? Is like, since every, like, I was thinking the other day, like, how easy would it be for me to purchase something and have there be no evidence that it purchased it? This makes it sound like I was looking up things I shouldn't be looking up, but I was just curious.
You'd have to go like, somewhere in person and pay cash.
But cameras?
But yeah, there's like, cameras.
There's so many points of failure. So then I was like, well, you'd have to buy it in cash. And then we'd have to wait like a month so that all of the footage would get like cycled out. And then commit your crime.
I feel like though so many, like whether somebody gets caught doing a crime depends so much on how much the cops care to solve that particular crime. Because I think... yeah, when you think about all the evidence that exists, all the cameras and stuff, it seems like almost any crime could be solved. But the fact is they're not putting in the effort to do that. Like, they're not getting all the security footage they could. I hear so much about, like, people just online saying that they had some kind of crime happen to them and the cops just don't care enough to look into it. Yeah,
they were like, we got other stuff going on. You're not really high priority.
So I think you have to, like, make some bets about how much they're really going to look into it. I think it would be practically pretty difficult to, like, get security footage from, like, all the hardware stores in town and look at everybody that's buying stuff in cash. I mean...
Right. And, like, if it's a Luigi Mangione situation, right, then they'll find that. There's a reason they found it, even though that seemed like a fairly, not good, but, like, well-done crime. It's like they still were able to get him, you know? And that's because they poured...
It was very high priority.
It's gotta be fucking millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Into finding the guy. And if you're willing to do that, you can probably catch pretty much anyone doing anything, you would think.
Yep.
But couldn't be me.
I did want to mention chimpanzees in film, because I was looking some stuff up about this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We were talking last time about how I feel like when I think about it, I was seeing hella chimpanzees in movies. I said monkeys, but, like, specifically chimpanzees, they were just, like, be a chimp in a movie, like, doing something funny. Mm-hmm. You know,
the
more
I
think about this, the more I think of new ones. So there was one in the Hulk movie. There's one in this really disastrous, horrible movie called Grandma's Boy that I've seen three times for some reason. Really
That's sort
painful.
Of a daddy daycare situation.
Really painful film. Seems like the kind of thing... I need to look up if Grandma's Boy was ever even in theaters, because it seems like a straight-to-DVD type of vibe. But it might have been in theaters. It has, like, people that you know in it. But it's very unfortunate.
It was...
But there is also a
35-year-old video game tester. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, it's crazy because 2006? This guy's job is supposedly a video game tester. And it's like... And the whole movie was clearly made and written by people that didn't know anything about video game production. So the office that he goes to, this, like, game dev, there's, like, one guy actually developing the game that's, like, supposed to be this computer nerd genius. There's one single developer on the game, and they have a team of, like, 15 testers.
Oh, damn.
And that's the game development team.
I mean, it was released in theaters, and it actually won a couple awards. You want me to read what awards it won?
Sure.
It won two awards. One is probably obvious, but it won Best Stoner Movie at the 2006 Stony Awards. And this is maybe the funniest name for an award that I've ever heard. Alan Covert, who is in this film, won the award Best Actor in a Movie, which I think is pretty funny.
Wait, what?
Like, what? Like,
from organization?
He's the best person. I think it was also the Stony Awards. It's just stoners.
Best actor
but like,
in a movie.
Best actor in a movie. Like, best guy that we like who is in a movie. Like, it's not best acting. It's like the best actor in a movie. Like, he is an actor in a movie. So, good job, Alan.
Clearly, the awards were written by stoners as well. But I truly can't recommend this movie. Noah thinks it's funny to put it on because it makes me so uncomfortable. There's a lot of, like, really crass sexual humor in it that, like, actually makes me want to leave the room and, like, and just roll up into a ball. I hate it.
Does that mean
I
you, like,
it.
You walk
it.
Into the living room or whatever and it's just on and he's, like, waiting for you and, like, looking and being like,
no.
Look at this. Or is he like, I'm going to put it on. Do you want, can I put it on?
He just has convinced me to watch it multiple times. He thinks it should be our traditional Thanksgiving movie because Thanksgiving happens in it.
Okay.
But there's, I'll just tell you. So one of the first things that happens in this movie, I can't even say it. I hate it so much. One of the first things that happens in this movie is this guy accidentally, explodes onto his friend's mom, and then later in the movie,
when you say explode,
you know exactly what I mean. Don't even worry about it. Later on in the movie,
that's the word you chose. That's a real, because I'm thinking literally he blows up like guts.
I was
explodes.
Trying to think of
that's
a word to use.
Interesting that that's the word you went to. I might have to.
I don't
we might
like
have to
any of the other
that
words
on
that
its
I was
own.
Thinking of.
We might have to come back to that, but continue.
And then, Oh, Jonah Hill is in this movie.
Okay, that makes sense.
And there's a scene where they're like at a party and he ends up like sucking on this girl's boob for like 12 hours straight, and that's the joke.
Is this a nudity movie?
You see this girl's boobs, but I think it's fake boobs.
But, and the joke is every time they come in the room, he's just sitting there.
He's sucking on the boob. Yes.
Okay. You're not a fan of this film.
I fucking hate
it's
it.
Not, even, not good.
Even speaking about it now, I hate it. I can't even.
Yeah.
I don't even want to relive it in my mind right now, but I've seen it like 3 times.
Okay. I'm going to give you 2 choices right now. We can either go back to the monkey thing, which is how we got on here, or I can cross-examine you about your use of the word explode.
Okay, let's start with that then.
Okay, so of all the words, that's really not... Because that one is it's pretty visual, I would say.
It's just
an interesting choice.
What other choice? Is there a word that I could have used there that is like not vulgar? Or not too graphic? Because I was trying to think of something.
Wait, actually, can we back up? What was him doing that relevant to again? Did I not follow that thread?
It's relevant to the movie being gross.
Oh, so you're just saying that was a thing that happened, and also later that was another thing that happened. Oh, yeah, they weren't connected. Got it. Okay. Okay, better. Are there better words for this context that wouldn't be like cringe? Or like,
yeah, riddle
vulgar.
Me that.
I'm riddling it. I'm trying. I'm thinking. I just don't know if it's that much better than just using one of the actual words.
I don't either. Right? And I think I was trying to think of a different word because I just
explodes is like
because I frankly didn't want to say it at all, Austin. I didn't want to say it at all, but I had to explain the situation.
It's gonna be a good euphemism. We could have come up with, but I guess you know, now that we're examining this, you might be right. There might not be a better alternative.
There's nothing else to say. And I'm sorry I said it, honestly.
He had pleasure in towards the direction of, that's not good, that's not working.
None of it's working.
Okay. All right. Listen, I rest my case. I'll give that to you. Back to monkeys.
So anyway, I think I am right that there was a trend in like the 90s to like 2010 of chimps being in movies. And I was trying to figure out, because you came up with the genius idea that maybe there was some kind of law passed. I couldn't figure out if there was a specific law passed. I did find an article from PETA, who, like, you know, we know PETA is a little bit cuckoo bananas, but they did say that they campaigned a lot in like around kind of 2010 or like early 2010s to get monkeys out of film. Apparently there were only like, by the time they stopped in like 2015, they say is when they came out with this like triumphant article that there are no more chimpanzees in Hollywood. I don't even know if it's true, but that's what PETA says.
Okay.
But apparently there were only 2 left. They're like naming them. It was like Eli and somebody else. Were like the names of the chimps that were still being used in acting and
I
stuff
think
in 2015.
If they can have a name, they can have a job. That's my opinion. Like a human name. Like if they have a legal
name, they can get a job.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about like how they were treated or anything. It was Eli and Susie.
Mm.
But so this was a thing in the past that is not a thing anymore. And it got me looking into, I found an article about the 30 coolest movie monkeys. Shout out GamesRadar.com for this. I mean, they're everywhere, dude. There's hella movies with chimps in them. And I was fascinated by the... there's a number of sports ones. Okay, so there's a movie called Ed about a chimpanzee that plays baseball. And then there's a series of movies by the makers of Air Bud that are called Most Valuable Primate. Like MVP,
that's
the most
good.
Valuable primate.
Yeah, pretty good.
And I think there's like 3 of them with this monkey playing different sports. They got him playing hockey.
Oh, I think I remember that. I think I remember seeing
I think
the
I
trailers
watch
for
these.
The hockey one. I mean, listen, it's
because it is
like
true that there's no more like live action chimps. I think they've been wait. What Did they have a real chimp in Nope, or was it all CGI? Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you see Nope?
I didn't see Nope.
Okay. Well, there's a big part of it that's like that this guy in the movie has trauma for when he was like a child actor and he worked with a chimp on set that like killed everybody on the set.
Maybe something like that happened.
But
maybe
I can't
like
remember if they ever
accident.
Had any shots of that where it was a real chimp or not. Something to look into.
Well, those monkeys in I'm set Back to the Future for some reason. Planet of the Apes, the new ones. Rise of the
those
Planet of the
fully
Apes. Those
CGI,
are all CG.
Yeah.
And they look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe CG got good enough that it was no longer worth the trouble to try and work with a fucking ape, you know? Because they're probably a pain to work with. Probably a terrible coworker.
Don't insult the chimps. They're smarter
you
than
good?
You think.
And way smarter than I think. But
probably
they're dumber
a little
than most
bit.
People. Well, I have to think about that. I have to think about that.
Chimpanzees.
They can be tamed in a way, perhaps.
Smarter than you think, dumber than most people, though. Yeah. I can't even argue with that.
That's probably true, right?
I mean, yes, it's definitely true. Yeah. They can't speak.
You know, the ability to speak does not make you intelligent. You know who said that?
Who?
Qui-Gon Jinn to Jar Jar Binks. At the very beginning of Star Wars Episode 1.
That did sound familiar. That's from Star Wars.
Because he said, Jar Jar Binks was like, meh, 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 and he was like, are you intelligent? And he was like, I can speak. And he was like, that doesn't mean you're intelligent.
That's true. And of course, there's people that can't speak, but, you know.
Who are intelligent. Stephen Hawking.
Language ability
great
is
example.
What I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just if anybody wanted a movie recommendation, I haven't seen any of these chimp movies, but I'm recommending them solely on, they definitely seem interesting. I'm fascinated.
They
I would love to
chimps.
Watch them. I would say watch.
Well, you already gave them Grandma's Boy. That's the ultimate recommendation.
I get like heated talking about Grandma's Boy because it actually like makes me mad. It's one of the only movies I've seen that's actually bad enough that it makes me like angry and physically uncomfortable.
Did you know, according to the CEO of Blockbuster, Grandma's Boy was one of their most stolen movies of all time because once people rented it, nobody wanted to return it, ever. That's what the CEO of Blockbuster said.
You think that's why?
The data doesn't lie. You know, they
returned
Citizen Kane.
Or do you think they were also
Kane.
Made so uncomfortable that they like immediately had to take
they
it to the backyard and burn it?
It could be.
Yeah, they couldn't touch it. They didn't want to pick it up again
to
take
like,
it back
I can't,
to Blockbuster.
I can't even think about that anymore.
they watched it and it was so forgettable they immediately forgot it existed, just like left it in the media cabinet.
How much you want to bet if you look at the comments on like the trailer on YouTube, the top comments going to be like, oh my God, this is an underrated movie. It was so funny.
There are people, yes, right I've looked it up before. There are people that love it.
Oh, it's available for free on YouTube. I could watch the explosion scene right now. I really could, but it's also the unrated version. Holy cow.
Yeah, watch out.
Oh, no, it's not free. I'm sorry. I got to pay for it. I'm not doing
I don't
that.
Even know what the difference is with the unrated version.
Is this scene, is called, it's just a scene uploaded, Grandma's Boy Dinner Time. Is that the booby scene, you think? Or is that,
I
do you
don't
think
know.
What it would be called? What about Don't Let the Cops See It? Does that ring a bell?
I don't know. It sounds like you're just listing like the DVD menu
what
scene selection titles. I don't know what
scene,
this is.
What about restaurant scene parentheses funny from Grandma's Boy?
Oh, if
is
it's
there a funny,
funny
restaurant scene? Or perhaps Please Sit on My Face, the scene.
Oh my God.
I'm just trying to trigger you, honestly. You shouldn't have told me that
and
it
you are.
Gets you heated.
I will say there's one single joke in it that actually made me and Noah laugh the first time. And it's because it's just so fucking stupid and it doesn't actually make any sense. But there's just a guy at some point that's like, I'm thinking about getting surgery to replace my legs with robot legs. It's a risky procedure, but I think it's worth it. And for some reason, that actually made us laugh because the rest of the movie was so fucking stupid and like lowbrow humor. And that line makes no sense. And there's no reason just, why that would be funny.
Yeah.
But it was just like so like absurdist in the moment that we're like.
I could 100% see that being funny. I also just found a scene called Drive Monkey Drive. So I guess there's a monkey driving a car.
Oh, I have to watch all these. Watch out for my next video where I watch every chimp movie.
Well, are you going to list them now or are you going to keep them close to the chest?
I'm not going to list all of them. There's a bunch in this article, but there is apparently a new one coming out in 2026. Watch out for the movie called Primate, which is a horror movie about a pet chimp that goes crazy and like kills everybody on vacation. I actually might watch it.
The poster looks cool.
I was surprised to find after I watched the trailer that it's going to be in theaters, because it seems like kind of B-movie vibes.
I could see that being like an A24 type thing.
It's Paramount, apparently.
Oh, wow. Full on. Full
but
situation.
It is a completely CG monkey, so this is just like confirming our theory that, you know, real life chimps are not a thing in films anymore.
Yeah, I suppose so. I bet you my new theory is I think it's mostly just that CG got good enough and that people couldn't be bothered. Because you also don't see,
yeah, it's
like,
probably way easier to get the chimp to do what you want when it's not real.
Like, people do CG everything. They do, like, CG human babies sometimes just because it's easier.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You seen the Twilight baby?
Oh, of course. I've seen both the behind the scenes and the
animatronic one and the...
yep.
Incredible.
Both great.
Love
both
those
fantastic
films.
Yeah, the Primate movie looks kind of scary because I remember reading about that story of that lady who...
They can do a lot of damage.
Nuts. Ripped her face off. Yeah, they're like, and they shot it like 16 times and it still didn't die.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, it's serious business. The chimps are like 100% muscle. They shot it like 16 times and then it finally like retreated.
In movies for humans' own safety.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, they're dumb as a box of rocks. Or no, I said that. Dumb as a box of rocks. Cannot.
All right. I wrote down a couple of comments to respond to.
Let's do it.
First of all, fascinating fun fact. Someone named Diana says Uncle Wiggily is public domain. So feel free to use Uncle Wiggily in merch and your
videos.
Holy
shit, we could do Uncle Wiggily merch.
I literally, my first thought when I saw that was putting the Skeezix on a sweatshirt.
Yeah, no, we could unironically do Uncle Wiggily GLHF sweaters if we wanted to. We totally could. People would buy them.
I want specifically Skeezix, though.
And honestly, imagine,
Ethan,
yeah,
please put
Skeezix
up a picture
sweater
of Skeezix. I love...
Put up a picture of Skeezix?
I think Skeezix is my fave.
Like, imagine that. We totally should do that. A Skeezix sweatshirt, and then imagine that it goes viral, and then Skeezix comes into the mainstream, Uncle Wiggily comes back, and then it gets recopyrighted.
We're going to popularize Skeezix.
Let's do it.
I need to know more about who the hell came up with this.
He's dead, whoever it is.
Deep dive.
You know, people back then, they all had diseases and like they just sat around thinking about stuff because they couldn't get out of bed. So it's stuff like that. And well, yeah, Uncle Wiggily had rheumatoid, right?
Yes. So everybody watch out for our Skeezix merch, I guess.
I don't know if you're joking, but I'm not joking.
No, I'm not really joking either, but it's going to take some time to get that together.
Absolutely, we're doing it. Skeezix merch, and then we need a Turks and Caicos shirt. And it's just gonna be the most chaotic mix of
no, there has to
branding.
Be nothing that actually like refers to the podcast.
Yeah, like would it even say like GLHF on the
no,
back
I don't
or
think it
on
should.
The tag or nothing. It's just straight up a Skeezix shirt. Yeah. A Turks and Caicos shirt. Yeah, we'll figure it out. And then if you really want to make money, you gotta bring back the BDB BDB phrase. That's how you would really get the big bucks.
Oh, it always takes me a second when people say acronyms to figure out what the hell they're talking
there
about.
There you go.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Real ones know. And then I had a hard-hitting question from Shirty that's for you. And I don't know if this is something you've addressed in a video. I don't remember. But they're referring to your unemployment videos. And they said, does Austin know that unemployment only applies to people who have actively been seeking work in the past 4 weeks and are ready to start working in 2 weeks?
Yeah, we've talked about that like a bunch.
You?
Yeah, we very clearly
sure
set out
have.
And say like, there's like a bunch of different. And also even that technically, if you really want to get into the nitty gritty, is not correct. That's like one of the
I'm sure,
the
yeah, I'm sure you know all about
has
it.
Has multiple metrics. So I think that's the U3 unemployment that they're referring to. And then some people say, oh, well, actually, you should use the U6 because it includes da 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 da. And each one has its pros and cons. No one is perfectly correct. Everyone likes to think that, you know, oh, one is so much more sensible than another to use. But each one is measuring a different thing. They each mean different things. So there you go.
Yeah, so basically, suck it, commenter. You're not going to get suck Austin it, on yeah. unemployment
you're,
data.
You're going to trigger me. You keep asking these. I was getting triggered by my... I don't know how you stream, because I was like, the chat was triggering the fuck out of me when I was trying to do this work. Is they just ask the same goddamn questions over and over again, and then new people show up, and then they ask questions, and then everyone says, no, it's this, and that's that. And then,
yeah,
like,
you gotta kind of
up,
mentally filter
it's
it.
Like, holy shit. Yeah. I can't do it. Cause I'm trying, and I'm, for some reason, I'm asking them for help. What a bad idea that was. And then you're like trying to figure out, like, hey, can we designate like someone who speaks for everybody here? Like, let's pick one chatter.
I gotta say, it was very brave of you to be doing math live on stream.
I felt so stupid. I have never felt dumber, especially when I figured out what the problem was.
Well, cause like,
it was like, I felt really dumb, but I got smarter from it.
The pressure is just going to make it worse and make you stupider in the moment.
Yeah, and then they send you down these fucking wild goose chases where someone's like, no, you don't understand. It's definitely this. Listen to me. Listen to me. And it's like,
yes,
everyone's saying that.
I've said
oh my
this
God.
Before on stream. Something that I've learned, people in stream chat are frequently wrong and always
oh
extremely confident that they're right.
I know. It's crazy. Because there's, and you know what it is? There's no consequence. They have no punishment.
Exactly.
Nobody's hurting them for this foolish behavior. If I say something stupid, I get screamed at by a bunch of people, right? There's consequences. These people can say anything they want.
Because I am over time learning to be less affected. Like, I used to be more affected by the chat, like saying I was bad at the game or saying I was doing wrong things or giving me tips and stuff. I'd be like, oh no, am I like, is this really horrible gameplay and everybody's bored and whatever. But like, then when you actually like do everything the chat is telling you or like actually try to take their advice, they're like, I almost want to say majority of the time, they're just wrong. They just don't
yes.
know what they're saying.
And it's not even just like, oh, it's like a slightly different way. Like sometimes they straight up will tell you things that like, don't even apply to the situation that you're doing.
Yes.
And like you, it's like, it's not even a thing that you can do. And they just think that they know that because of watching the stream.
But they want,
it's crazy.
And then they want your attention so bad, they'll keep like, they'll repeat their tip like 5 times. And so I'll start thinking, oh, if they're repeating this so much, like they must be somebody that's played
right.
this game and know exactly
yeah,
what to do. Absolutely
they,
not. They're just saying shit.
Crazy.
They're just getting on there saying
yeah.
shit.
They really don't. It's absolutely wild how easy it is to get fooled into thinking that they know anything. So I was yelling at people the whole time. I accidentally made someone feel bad, I think, because they came in and they just posted. I didn't see it, thankfully, but I could tell by the context. So they posted the full number, like the real number. They counted it in the back end. And I don't want to know, right, what the real number
oh,
of trees
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
And I was like, how? And I was memeing. I was like, joking around.
Yeah.
But I was like, how, whoever did that, how fucking dare you, you know, I'm never, we're not looking at chat ever again. And then I came back later and I looked at chat and everyone was like, oh yeah, he was like really sorry. He didn't mean anything and he left. And I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
I
no.
mean,
oh no.
You just have to not take them too seriously. I just treat it now as like when people are giving tips on the game, I treat it like, I pretend they're my younger sibling in the room just like throwing out random ideas. It's like not, they don't actually know for sure, probably, but they're just like.
Yes. That's a great
mental
model.
It's just as if somebody just.
Because
this is what it is, right? They're only seeing like a little bit of your gameplay. Maybe they just got to the stream. So it's the equivalent of like your parent walking behind you in the living room and seeing like 5 seconds of gameplay and being like, I think you should do this.
Yes.
So I just take it. I take it all with a grain of salt. Speaking of which, where the hell does that phrase come from? What does that mean?